farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we look at how diseases and pests in the agriculture sector can affect the economy. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sunil Wilson, says many persons are of the view that an outbreak of an agricultural disease or pest only affects farmers and or the agricultural produce. She says this is not the case.
Once you have a pest outbreak, you're using more fertilizer. Why? You may actually have to ensure that the plant is sturdy enough to actually resist these particular disease. Secondly, you may have to use more pesticide.
Diseases and pests affect the price of crops.
Once you start to increase the amount of input into your production, it therefore means that the cost of that particular agricultural produce will go up.
Consumers are also affected.
So the average Joe will pay more for their agricultural produce when they go to the markets or supermarkets, simply because they would have had a pest outbreak.
Finally, the economy is impacted by an agricultural pest or disease.
Once you have an outbreak of a pest, you have to declare this to the world. Once you declare it to the world, what it means is that you're very likely to have what we call trade restriction. Each country reserves the right to say, because you have a pest outbreak, this is the likely impact on my agricultural sector, and therefore I am not taking that particular agricultural crop from Jamaica.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change 2 project, in collaboration with the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and Grace Kennedy Insurance, will be hosting a series of climate change fora for fishermen and women. Each forum will explore terms and definitions issued for marine purposes. The first session will be held on Thursday, March 16, at the Seba Resort in Hope Bay, Portland, starting at 12:30 p.m. The next session will be held on Tuesday, March 21, at the Sharon Baptist Church in St. Elizabeth, starting at 10 a.m. The final forum will be held on Tuesday, March 28, at the Sanctified Church of God in Mangarose, St. Thomas, starting at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The more you look, the less you see. Translation, the more you look, the less you see. And this means, sometimes the information you seek is right in front of you.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, 'cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.